He's promised to kill it, bury it, and cremate it. But for Tony Abbott and the following press pack, work choices is the policy that will not die. Today it was Mr. Abbott's own words that caused the problems. He sent confusing messages about how long an Abbott government would seek to leave Labour's workplace laws unchanged, a commitment he had given on the weekend as a way to rid himself of the work choices spectre. Chief political correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports.
As Labour has had to try to neutralise its problems, the mining tax, border protection, problems with stimulus spending, and the unseating of a first-term Prime Minister, the issue of workplace relations was the one the opposition had to get off the table. Since Tony Abbott wrested the leadership from Malcolm Turnbull, the government's been warning that he would reintroduce the Howard government's work choices policy. On Saturday, as the election was being called, Tony Abbott moved to neutralise that scare, promising that work choices was dead, buried and cremated, and to make sure of that, a coalition government would keep Labor's law, the Fair Work Act, in place for its first term in office.
The coalition won't change the Fair Work Act, at least for the duration of the next parliament, at least for the three-year life of the next parliament.
And he dealt with questions on the day about what the coalition had planned beyond its first term.
Look, we've got an election to win, and I am making commitments for this election. But my absolute clear commitment is that the legislation will not change in the first term of a coalition government.
That's believed to be the position that was decided during discussions over some time in the shadow cabinet and reconfirmed in a meeting shortly before the election. Coalition ministry sources have told PM the opposition isn't in a position to give a commitment beyond the term in office it's seeking at this election. They say the coalition can't get ahead of itself and that it would be patently ridiculous, misleading and dishonest to give any guarantees beyond that. The shadow regional development minister, Barnaby Joyce, was prepared to say similar things on the record.
Tony Abbott has given a clear commitment that he will maintain the Labor Party position for the first term of government, and that basically quarantines the issue. So any person from the Labor Party talking about the problems with work choices, there must be some form of work choices that they're bringing back, because we're going forward for the next 3 years with a consistent policy, and we're doing that quite obviously because Labor are hanging everything they possibly can on wedging us on work choices.
And that is a position that is confined to the first 3 years, to the first term of a coalition government?
But this is, you know, it is absurd to try and make contracts with things hundreds of years ahead or 2 years ahead. The Australian people are going to an election to decide what government they're going to have for the next 3 years, not for the next six, for the next 3 years. Nobody is asking the Labor Party about what their policy is going to be on numerous issues in 9 years' time or 10 years' time, and you can't give it.
And Mr. Abbott has been keeping up the mantra he came up with on Saturday on the death of work choices, today putting pen to paper on his commitment on Melbourne Radio 3AW.
It's dead, buried, cremated. I just say to all of the callers, dead, buried, cremated.
Truth, the whole truth, nothing but
dead,
the truth?
Dead, buried, cremated.
Written down?
Give me a bit of paper, I'll sign it here. Dead, buried, cremated.
But this morning on AM, Tony Abbott changed the formulation on keeping Labor's law in place for one term, drastically extending the time frame.
We have no plans whatsoever to make any changes to the legislation. Not now, not ever.
But changing the laws doesn't necessarily mean a reintroduction of work choices, does it? You can make changes without going that far, can't you?
But the point is, as far as I'm concerned, I have no plans for any change to the laws, not now, not next year, not the year after, not ever.
It wasn't, though, the end of the matter. Just an hour later on 3AW, he wasn't giving that guarantee.
How long would you guarantee not to touch the laws?
Well, obviously I can't say that there will never, ever, ever, for 100 or 1,000 years' time, be any change to any aspect of industrial legislation, but the Fair Work Act will not be amended in the next term of government if we are in power.
But this afternoon, he was back to saying Labor's law would stay in place beyond just one term.
You cannot bring back work choices other than through legislation. The legislation will not change. Not today, not tomorrow, not next year or the year after, not in 3 years' time, not in 10 years' time.
Senator Joyce maintains the coalition shouldn't have to give any commitments beyond the 3 years of the next term.
You give a commitment for the term that the people are going to vote for. Now, and that, even the Labor Party can't give that commitment, otherwise we'd be against Kevin Rudd.
But these were Tony Abbott's own words. He said, not ever.
Well, I'm obviously on the road in Mareeva and haven't heard Tony say that. So, you know, I think people are being a bit mischievous. They know that you give a commitment for the period of the election, and that is what you must do.
And Mr Abbott didn't have to give any commitments beyond the next term in office. He could have today used the form of words he used on Saturday. But his mixed messages today about a possibly longer time frame have allowed government ministers such as Nicola Roxon to ramp up the scare campaign on work choices he was trying to end.
One day he says it's dead and buried. The next day he says it might actually be dead and buried only for 3 years. Then we have his industrial relations spokesperson saying the regulations might be changed. They cannot get their story straight, and I suspect the reason they can't get their story straight is because they are not telling us the truth.
Putting back on the table the issue Labor strategists say is the deepest concern of voters about an Abbott government.
Lyndall Curtis.